Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
After midnight, we're playing Revolution No. 9 by the Beatles in its entirety with some extra stuff thrown in over the top. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Yes, Jerry? Right, Jerry? Right, there's literally no chance we're going to hear that. Oh, me, oh, my. I love me some country pie. Oh, it's the first syllable, isn't it? I thought... Right, OK, it makes sense now. Yes, Jerry.
Uh-oh, he's having some sort of procedure.
Jerry's being murdered. He's dialed, pocket dialed his wife. He's being murdered. We are the witnesses to the murder. Hello?
You're on, Jerry.
I'm taking your meds.
Okay, we'll come to you in a minute. Come to you in a minute. Sounds like they're going up the wrong one. Good evening. Speaking of which, good evening, Alistair.
Evening, guys.
Evening, Alistair. Big A, Big Al. It's the Alatar.
Lovely to speak to you again.
Lovely to speak to you.
I've got a couple of things.
Yes.
The first is a recommendation for a film which has been out a while, so you may have seen it.
Yes.
But this is...
Is it called Shawshank Redemption?
No.
Don't talk to him about films about being in prison.
No.
He's just dodged that bullet.
It's about getting out.
Oh, I see.
I didn't mean it like that. I was just reaching for a film everyone's already seen, but as we were, yes. Go on.
I've been down in the sewer. Yes, I have. Right.
Yes.
This is specifically for Catherine.
Suddenly it's the Catherine Boyle show. Jeez.
Well, it's going to
I mean, you might like it, Ian, but I'm not sure it's your...
Just tell us the film!
Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I can do, yes, but can you just tell us the film first?
Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Alistair, I've forgiven you, mate. We've done that. We've gone beyond that. But can you just tell us the film, please?
No, the name of the film is...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I do apologise.
Yeah.
Catherine, have you seen it?
No. I've seen it on Sky Plus. It's been a suggestion. And I've not fancied it. But go on. Whet my whistle.
Well, it's about this true story of this author in America who had written a...
Hang on a minute. Stop for a second. Time out.
Yeah.
Where did you see this film, Alistair?
I watched it on Amazon Prime, which I...
Okay. Oh, hang on a minute. Okay, right. Hang on a second. Right. Okay, fine. And now it's time for our obscure films on Netflix.
Correspondent.
And numbers update with... I say his name?
Alistair. Alistair.
Oh, yeah. Let's squeeze this as much as we can.
Your go.
Yeah. So, stars Melissa McCarthy and Richard E. Grant, who do great acting in this.
Do they do great acting?
They do great acting!
Great acting.
I love it when they do great acting.
They do this, this author who falls on hard times and starts to forge letters from famous authors.
Oh.
And what happens, and, you know. Yes. I don't want to say too much, because I know you don't like spoilers.
Has it got any rude bits in it?
Not really, no.
Oh. Okay.
But, you know, it's a good character study, Catherine, which I know would appeal to you.
Okay.
Did you say they do good acting in it?
They do good acting, yeah.
Yes,
I'm in it, but I'm watching it, buddy. I'm watching it. I'm watching the movie.
The second thing is,
yes,
I was watching. Sorry, I wasn't watching. I was listening to a random playlist on my computer this afternoon, and it was classic 80s tracks.
Yeah, man.
And one of the tracks, well, actually, I think it was from 75, but the Aerosmith with DMC, Walk This Way, came on, and you know, you listen to some songs, you don't really know what the lyrics are.
Oh, God, yeah. And I
actually looked him up and I thought, this song is absolutely disgraceful.
Was it Cat? What was it? Cat Scratch Fever?
That sort of thing. Oh. I think.
Do you know Cat Scratch Fever, Kath?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Great song by a right-wing extremist in America called Ted Nugent.
It talks about targeting schoolgirls. Now I think it gets away with it a little bit.
Oh my God! I've just read the second verse.
Oh no!
Yes, exactly.
Go on. What is this?
I met a cheerleader.
No.
Was a real young bleeder.
Oh.
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
I can't believe it.
Man. Yeah.
All the times I can reminisce are the best thing. Loving with a sister and her cousin started with a little kiss.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirty Get.
We can play a bit of it now. Here we go. This is it. Sorry, that was Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent. I do apologise. Alistair, thank you for those recomendacionos. Let's go to...
I'm reading the rest of those lyrics.
Hey, yes, that's us. Evening, Jerry!
Hello.
Hello, Jerry. Hello. What have you got for us? Oh, he's hung up. Can we try and get Jerry back, please? Let's go to proud father. Let's have a little look. Here we go. I don't know this song, but this song's called "Make Daddy Proud,"
oh.
And this is I dedicate this. David Dadcock's phoning in later on. I do apologise. I was looking at the wrong screen. It's Chuck Winkle we've got on the line.
Oh.
Right, David's coming up in a few minutes. We'll go to Chuck first. Good evening, Chuck Winkle.
Wow, that was nearly embarrassing, wasn't
it? It was not the most embarrassing thing that's happened at this radio station today, Chuck. do you have any kids, Chuck?
I got a beautiful kid and... you got to say with kids, you got to say, "Nah, mate, dad loves you."
Is that all you say to kids, or do you say anything else to them?
Do you say it in the morning?
When you're putting them in bed, but I got to say, little Alfred, Jonathan and Missy.
Well, Missy Winkle?
Missy Winkle.
Oh, Mummy, Missy Winkle. No, there it is, darling, there it is. Oh, thank you, Mummy.
Right. You missed the...
Right.
They called it Alfred Winkle, Missy Winkle...
And Johnny Winkle.
And Johnny Winkle.
No, Richard.
Dick Winkle. Dick in this country, Chuck, means Winkle. And Winkle means penis.
Right. You British humour flying right over me.
I'm so sorry. Chuck, I'm hoping you've called in to give us an update on the impeachment process that's happening to your president over there, despite the fact he's over here at the moment.
Well, it's a main news story, and I got to say, it's all over papers over here. And I got to say, it's over papers over there, too, yeah.
Okay, that's sorted. Thank you.
Great update. Thank you so much for that.
Right, that's not it.
Well, I don't know what was there anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, the fact that everyone's saying impeachment, surely it should be in tangerine-ment.
Okay. Because
of his colour.
He's orange, yeah.
God bless.
Night night.
Okay, we're going to go now. Now we're going to go over to the baby daddy, David Babcock. Hey, David!
This baby.
Hang on. This track is by Black Bear. And it's called "Make Daddy." What is it with you? Make Daddy proud.
Never sleep alone, girl. You won't listen to me. Won't listen to your homegirls. You don't need a man. You say that shit
That is an inappropriate lullaby for the Weans. That is an inappropriate lullaby, David. And I hope that your son and I know what
Babbycock is called.
Yeah, I know what baby Babbycock is called.
Go on.
This is a lovely tribute, I think, to one of David's great inspirations. Baby's called a Cora.
Wow.
A Cora Babcock. And I think that is absolutely lovely.
On what planet, even if a woman would let me near a chuff, on what planet?
If you keep sweet talking like that, I can hear a few ladies dialing in now trying to get your deets.
I'm a proud northern woman. You're talking my language, David.
Do you want a bit of sexy talk, Kath?
Go on, if you're going to say chuff, let's hear it.
I'm going to blow bubbles up your chuff.
Could you clip that for me, please,
Anne? And?
Watch out for the... No, I don't want to do this.
Come on, you're getting me going. You can't just leave me dangling.
Yeah, I'll leave you dangling.
Was that sexy
that
talk?
What
was that? I don't know what that was.
No.
I tell you what, David, let's have a sexy talk off.
What, between who, me and you?
Me and you. And Kath will decide who is the sexiest.
I'll work it out by working out who makes my ovaries shrivel the most.
Okay. I'll go first.
Ladies first.
Oh.
Kath, I'd like to lick your hair.
Oh.
Your turn, David.
Oh. Kathleen.
Mm. At least I know her name.
Can I rub it?
Oh.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
Have you ever seen one like this before?
Sadly, yes.
Oh.
Kathleen.
Yes?
Do you want to see it wobble?
Yes, I do.
Catherine.
Yes?
Is this boy bothering you?
Not nearly enough.
Oh.
Kath?
Yeah?
Yeah. Can I mould them like dog?
No, bugger off. I'm not in the mood.
Catherine? Right.
What?
Oh.
I can smell your bum.
Oh.
Thanks, I washed it. It's my birthday.
I'm going to exit right now.
Yeah, I would. I don't think you can go much.
I think that's his sexy talk. That's what he says when he's about to finish. I'm going to exit right now.
Probably for the best, David. It's probably for the best.
You should have said that 9 months ago, baby.
Have you been spying on me?
You know, my darling, I'm going to exit right now. That's going to be my finishing line.
Do you remember we used to have a colleague?
Are you talking about Dealey?
No, I'm not going to name this colleague for the obvious reason.
Are you talking about the fella that got all the pornos delivered to work? A guy where Catherine worked, before I worked there, a package was like delivered.
Returned,
and it got opened or something. And it was full of pornos.
He tried to get rid of his stash.
How? In the post? You get rid of your stash in the bin at the bus stop. That's exactly what you do.
You leave it in the woods like everybody else who's a reasonable porn hoarder.
Okay, continue.
No, we just used to think that...
Excuse me.
The rumour was when his peak came, he would go, oh, pardon.
Who is that? Tony Fisher?
Stop naming!
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It wasn't him anyway.
Here we go. Let's play a fun game. We're going to play a trail for one of our colleagues. Whoever it is next for the chop.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Hi, how you doing? I'm sorry, but I'm not home. But if you leave your name and your number, I'm gonna get back to you. Oh. Yeah.
I love your cover versions.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Switchboard is empty, and I don't know why, because we've put out killer topics. Oh, no, I haven't. I've just thought them in my head.
You've done nothing.
I'm lifting the ban on every caller we've ever had tonight. Catherine is against this, which means...
I think it's a trap.
Which means Catherine goes... Because I said this to Catherine outside, right? So I'm going to lift the ban on it. I tweeted it, then I said it to Catherine. And she pulled a face that was a disapproving face. I said, what's your problem? She went, we'll get an Ofcom. I said, how dare you? How dare you? This show has been up for many, many Ofcoms, and we have not won one yet. And I do not intend to win one now. So if you're banned, the ban is lifted. Remember there was a caller very early on, I won't mention any names, very early on, mental health issues. And we had to ask her, that doesn't reveal too much, to stop calling in because... One day after the show, one of her friends emailed me to say that this person had attempted suicide and was in hospital and they'd done it because of something that had happened on the show. And I, of course, felt terrible about it. Then I did a little bit of detective work and found out this person hadn't attempted to take their own life. In fact, the email was not from a friend, but was actually from them. And this person had also set up multiple Twitter accounts, generally as men, sending us the most vile abuse. So they would quite often spell the same words wrong.
Yeah, they were also contacting, in a similar way, lots and lots of late-night radio hosts up and down the country.
Yeah, well, she's on the radio a lot on BBC London. Her era... a lot on there, and I think, oh, you've got a nerve.
One of my friends from university was one of the hosts that she was calling.
You've got a nerve.
But, you know, it's a mean trick because actually we felt for her and we invested quite a bit.
That was the thing. I understand that obviously the mental issues... I'm being deliberately vague because I don't want to... Some of you may know, but it was nearly 4 years ago, so most of you won't. But in a show that is built around honesty and particularly me sharing, and you share as well, Kath, but particularly the mental health stuff I share a lot, for someone to do something as mean as that, and that's a mean trick. Obviously, that person has mental health issues, but are not the ones that we were led to believe they were. It's the one where people feel it's necessary to do wicked, wicked lies like that. And we were both so upset that we had comforted this person, we had trusted this person, we had allowed them to be part of our community, and they would do something...
Here's the thing I remember as well.
Mean as that.
The thing that had apparently prompted this... fictitious, it turns out, attempt to take her own life wasn't us. It was something someone had said...
On Periscope, wasn't it? Periscope.
And we had shown her nothing but love and respect and understanding.
And for months afterwards, we would get abuse. She wouldn't contact us directly, but these fake Twitter, they would just pop up.
The suggestion was that this person was waiting for us outside.
Oh, yeah, there was that, wasn't there? I'd forgotten.
And then I did a Google image search. Thank you, Catfish. all those afternoons watching the Catfish marathons and not completely wasted. Google image search, reverse image search, and found out it was this New York comedian. I got in touch with him and said, "Do you realise this person is using your images?" He complained to Twitter. They found that there was no case to answer.
Here's the thing, guys. I'm not going to go into detail because it's not really my place, but some of you will have read the activities on Twitter tonight and some of the news stories about this radio station. I know some stuff and I don't know some stuff, but I've been kind of entrusted to not really say stuff. You know, I've had a kind of confidential phone call where I know some things and there is some stuff that is still a mystery. So and I'm saying this in the spirit of honesty, right? Because I don't want you to go, "Well, you were keeping stuff from us." Some stuff I kind of have to because it was in a confidential phone call with someone high up here, right?
Well, and also it may or may not have implications for other people.
Exactly. Thank you. But it looks very likely that the station is going through another changing process, as radio stations do. My contract runs out, I think it's the 21st or 20th of March. I'm hoping I can make it that long. Any longer than that would be an absolute bonus. I genuinely don't know, but I have to kind of put myself first. I have to put my family first, and I have to put Catherine and Catherine's family first. We are treating this as though this is the last three and a half months of us being here. I don't know. And I don't think I'm breaking any confidence by saying that. Again, some of you will have seen the story that's out there. That's not really my place to comment on that at the moment. So we are treating this as though this is the end of the line. Boy, if it is, what a ride.
Yeah.
No hard feelings from me.
Treating it like it's the end of the line doesn't mean that so we're going to sit back and not bother.
Oh, God. Au contraire. The next 3 months, if we are blessed with being here that long, it's going to be some of the best radio I've ever done, Kath's ever done, and that you have ever heard. If you like what we do, we're kind of taking it to the next level, guy. We got Dirk Benedict coming on the show tomorrow, for God's sakes.
And Pete Heat.
We got an 18 man and a magician man. Magician man.
Okay, yeah.
So that is happening, right? Beyond that, I don't know. But we are going to rock up for as long as they want us, and we are going to give you the goddamn best shows you've ever had in your life. You're not going to hear me slag off this company. You're not going to hear me say one bad thing, because for the last nearly 4 years, this place has fed my kids, it's paid my mortgage, it's bought my subscription to adult sites.
And they've also allowed us to be as free as we've ever been on the radio.
So if it comes to the end, I'll do what I did, not at the last place, because they stitched me up like a kipper. But the place before that, I will shake my bosses firmly in the hand. I will look them in the eye and I will thank them very, very much for letting us play in their house. And then I'll go and sit in the car and cry. That's what I'll do. But look, so that's all I can tell you at the moment. And I don't want to dwell on it too much because it's not fair on other presenters. It's not fair on... And it's boring.
And also, we don't really know.
Boring. So, listen, come and get it while it's hot, guys. Monday to Friday, me and Kath, we're still up in the air as to whether we're going to do New Year's Eve or not. The excitement of doing that has kind of dipped for me ever so slightly. So we're going to make a decision in a couple of days whether we do that or not. But come and get it while it's hot, man. 0344 499 1000. If you've ever thought... We didn't do the 22 ads, did we? Pointed at you accusatory there. I didn't mean to. We'll do it in a second. If you've ever thought, "Man, I want to phone those two up, but I haven't got the guts. I haven't got anything to say." Now is the time to do it. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, right? Now, right this very second, 10:41 and 51 seconds is the time to pick up the telephone and give us a call, 0344 499 1000. You've got Amy working on the phones tonight, who is a delight. She will take your name and number. We'll give you a call straight back. If you've always wanted to phone up and tell us you think the show is crap, now is the time to do it. We are the band playing on the Titanic while everybody's scrambling for the lifeboats. Me and Catherine are here and we are playing more songs for your entertainment than you could ever imagine. June, stay there. You're next. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath.
the late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Swear to God, this show is about celebration, it's about joy, it's about life, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, as long as me and Catherine have got a pass that works here, we're going to come in here every weeknight, apart from the 2 weeks off over Christmas, and we're going to give you bloody BGE, bloody good entertainment. A succulent Chinese meal? Let's go to June. Good evening, Junie Woonie.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Cass.
June.
I'd like to win... yeah, doofus number 31 and 399 here.
Well done. Congratulations.
But the best of all, platinum doofus number 30.
Platinum. Ah, number. Did you say number 330?
Yeah.
Oh, that's she a good called one. In. It's not a good one, Catherine. That's the
it's
best one.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, June. The number 30 platinum membership card. There are still some membership cards available for sale at ianlee.com/shop/, I think. And I've got a few I've got to post out. The thing about number 30 is when me and Catherine were doing it, we knew it was for you, and we decided we were going to make that the most special card. And we licked it.
Mm-hmm.
We kissed it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I bowed down in front of it naked every morning for a month, June. That is imbued. That I have suntanned my perineum.
Oh, my God.
Whilst holding that card. Ooh. That's got special juice on it.
And I did the downward dog on it every day for a week.
Oh, no. Not a week.
A whole week, June.
What a wonderful.
What have you got to...
I can also report...
Oh, yes?
...that I have listened to the 7-inch single.
Did you like my 7-inch?
I liked it.
But?
Dylan liked it.
But?
Rachel liked it.
But?
Charlie liked it.
Anybody else you want to name?
Dylan's mum didn't like it.
Oh, screw her, loser. And that was rude of me. That was a knee-jerk reaction.
But you're an artist. We put our heart and soul into
it. And she
that.
Is a loser. And
Charlie
she should...
Ann's dad didn't like it.
Absolute they say, beanhole.
Is that it?
What a beanhole of a man. I'll show him it in the car park, the Talk Radio car park, 1:30 this morning. If he's man enough to slag off a record, I tell you what, critics, your job is to criticise. My job is to create. You try creating and I'll try criticising. One is very, very hard. The other one is very easy. And I know which is which.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, so do I. I mean, we liked it.
Good.
We loved it.
Good.
Here's the thing.
I thought it was really good.
We made it for you. We
made
it make it for those people.
We made it for the fans.
Yeah.
We made this one. We
I
made
know.
This one for the fans. You know, this one's for the fans. You know, it's not for the haters. The haters are going to hate. You know, as my good friend Tyler Swift says. You know, but this one we made for the fans. You know, it's for the fans.
Well, you have now been replaced into your sleeve.
Yeah, thank you.
And put back in the knicker drawer with the saxophone player. His photograph and his CD.
Thank you very much. I love being snuggled up with your knickers, June. Thank you, June. See the picture? Did I send you the picture of... you know Hanson have got three members in?
Yeah.
There's a fourth Hanson brother. Did I send you the picture of the four Hanson boys?
Yeah.
He looks like Weird Al Yankovic after a really bad year.
I bet he's a jolly nice man.
Oh, yeah. Handsome one. Good evening, Phil.
Hello, you all right? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Phil.
Hello, can you hear me?
Phil.
Yes, we can hear you. That's why we keep saying hello and then your name and then waiting for you to continue
Right.
Okay. Blame us, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
You will be.
Okay. I've only been listening to you guys for probably 2 months.
Unlucky.
And I love you. I think you're great.
We're the best.
You are. I think it'd be very sad if there is only 3 months left. But
listen, here's the joy for you, Phil, right? First of all those old shows are online, and if they're not, they will be, right? So you've got all of that to catch up. And boy, oh boy, you're about to get the best 3 months of your life.
It's going to be one hell of a ride.
Oh, baby, hold on to your hat. We don't know where we're going to end up.
I can't wait. Yeah, no, it's just you guys come across with, it seems like you've got really good hearts, and it's really nice to listen to.
So you're talking about my arse?
Hearts?
I do apologise.
I'm sure you've got one of those as well, but...
it's not too bad, thanks.
No, I don't know, sometimes it's rotten.
I got a medical condition.
So have I, as a result. Burnt nostril.
Anyway, Phil, what can we do for you tonight on the hashtag TLNA?
Not much, really. I just kind of...
Philip to Bumlick.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. I just basically thought I'd call and say hi.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Just to say I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
And I can't... I don't sleep very well, so for the 3 hours that you guys are on, it's just good.
Phil, nice one, man. Thank you. I'm glad you found us. We don't know what's going to happen, but we are going to give you the best 3 months of radio we've ever had. Well, who knows? We might be around after that. I don't know. But then you've got the whole podcast. There's the Ian Lee Vault, and I can never remember the thing. But if you Google the Ian Lee Vault, a very nice young man does it for free. I bunged him a few quid back in the day when I had money. I'm skint now, but a guy called Matty, who's a friend of mine now, looks after it. He's the caretaker for it, the curator for it, and it's a really great resource for my work. Excuse me, do apologise for that. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
Hello.
How are you guys?
My health is not in question.
I'm all right.
Well, I just wanted to phone in. I'm from the Huntly, Keith and Turriff Carts Protection. And
hooray!
My name's Fast Liquor and Sheena.
How are Fast Liquor and Sheena doing?
Fast Liquor and Sheena are doing amazing. Yeah, and fingers crossed, I think I've got a new home for them.
And by the way, fingers crossed is a great name for the next kitten you get in. Well done, you, Claire. You're thinking. How old are those cats?
So they're 7 months old.
Right. You have no idea, right? When you saw those pictures, I had to say, they're in Scotland. Forget it. It's not going to happen.
I'd have driven up. But you got a home for at least one of them, have you?
We hopefully have a home for both of them together because they're sisters.
So hang on. Fingers crossed. Your Cats Protection, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many different organisations. Cats Protection League is one of the bigger, but there's RSPCA, there's lots of little independent ones. But Cats Protection is where I got my Velvet from, who passed away a couple of weeks ago after living with me for nearly 19 years. I have that was the 40 quid. 40 quid I paid.
For a friend.
For nearly 20 years. I pay a lot of money in vets, fees and stuff. But I've got so much time for the Cats Protection. When I was looking for my last couple of sets of cats, I went there first. They didn't really have anything near me that kind of worked. But I think you do, I think cat fosterers, I think all of you people, I think you're amazing, man. All of my five cats have been rescue cats. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all the work that you do, man. I love it.
Oh, no, thank you for adopting them. We have about 50 rescues here. We've got pigs and horses and dogs and cats and everything. But we just foster for... We have two pigs, Bernie and Holly.
Interesting. Suddenly.
Yeah.
Cats are boring. Pigs, though. You can put saddles on them and ride them, I think.
God, you give them stupid names, wouldn't you? Like Sniffer and Boink Boink.
Boink Boink is a great name! Boink Boink and Oingo Boingo.
I absolutely need you guys for naming any cats in the future.
You got it.
Yeah, Claire, man, we're there, totally. You've got our contact details, and you let us know when a cat comes in.
Oh,
then
fabulous.
We'll do it.
And I just want to say how much I love you guys' show. I don't often get to listen live, but I catch up on the podcast because I work on an oil rig, so I usually have a binge listen when I come home, and I just think both of you are absolutely fantastic.
Claire, I'm just going to ask you to be quiet for a second. Can I just have an off-air production meeting with it?
She did say she worked on an oil rig.
That came from nowhere.
How'd she get the cats on there?
This is... Well, do you know what? I think you should ask her because I'm going to... She's blowing my mind. You ask her. All right, Claire,
welcome.
We're back. Sorry, just...
Okay.
Kath wants a word with you, if that's all right.
Okay. The oil rig thing. How does that work with the cats? I mean, do you put them on a little boat and, like, chug them across or...
Yeah. No, I have a very patient husband who has got early retirement from the police after 30 years. So he looks after all the animals and I go away for 2 weeks and earn the money for them.
Basically. Oh. So you choose all the cute ones and then bugger off and let him look after them.
Claire, can I ask, what do you do on the oil rig? Do you just go over there and pump off as hard as you can?
Oh, flipping it.
Serious question. I don't know how it works over there.
No. So I'm what's called a production operator, and we get known as
pumpers. Although you went for a handshake, I went for a high five. That was embarrassing.
The difference between you and
I. Yeah, basically. Yeah, valve handshakers. That's what we're known as. So we turn the valves.
Hey, listen, Claire.
And hope for the best.
It's nice to talk to you. Genuinely, I think anyone that fosters cats and rescues cats and looks after them and tries to find homes for them is an absolute legend. But my rescue cats, my four girls and one boy, have brought me so much joy, Claire. You're doing God's work. So thank you.
Oh, and thank you guys for sharing it on Twitter and things. I really appreciate it.
You need any help, you just get in touch with either of us and we'll do that again with great pleasure. Thank you, Claire. What a nice lady.
I don't know why you're thanking her, though. It's her husband that does all the work.
Hello, Lee.
Oh! Hi, it's Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, Lee. You down a hole?
I think you just fell off a ledge.
No, I'm on the bridge. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it. Hello, Ian.
Hello, it's very muffled.
Muffled?
Yeah, it's very fannied, your voice. I know, and it won't be on the radio for much longer.
I know which Lee this is. My old
man said, follow the van and stick it up your taxi on the way.
Boom, boom.
He knows it.
What do you want, you cockney barrow boy? What do you want, boy?
I don't normally speak to you, do I?
Boy, what day is it, boy? Here, take this silver penny and buy me the biggest turkey in the butcher's window.
I think it was a goose.
No, it was definitely a boy. A goose wouldn't go and buy a turkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be quiet, Lee. You talk to the boss.
Talk to me, Lee.
No, I'm thinking of giblets now. I don't like
them. No, I don't like them.
I'm obsessed with testicles.
It's not true, is it?
Don't know.
Is it true? Really?
Is what true?
Could it be 3.5 months?
Could be.
So come and get it while it's hot.
Steaming, Lee.
What do you mean, come and get it while it's hot? I've been listening since it was hot. What am I going to do? You're the best at it. Oh. Even you know that, Ian.
Even you.
Is he talking to me
now?
Yeah,
is he shouting? That's
he's,
what
he's talking
to
me
you
now, is
oh.
he?
Oh, is he turned around like a big fanny?
Is he turned around like a big fanny?
Yeah. But, no, listen, this cannot happen.
Lee doesn't seem to understand how the real world operates.
Ian,
make it so.
Fanning, please. I've only got a certain amount of time.
Well, I can tell you, as I've had a text from my boss in the last 15 minutes who's listening to the show. Please plead to him. Literally 15 minutes.
His name's Denny, isn't he?
No.
No? Oh.
It's the bigger boss.
Okay. I've got to give him one.
We can't advocate sexual relations between.
Although whatever works.
No. Listen, you know, I did genuinely have a text from the boss.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.